The Natchez Planning and Zoning Director is resigning after just a year on the job to take a post at the Mississippi Department of Archives and History. Mingo Tingle will wind down his work this month while city leaders seek a replacement. Tingle began his Natchez job May of last year as the city's chief administrator of zoning and architectural regulations. He's leaving to become MDAH's deputy director of the Historic Preservation Division. Tingle is returning to a state agency where he previously worked for 21 years for a position that Mayor Dan Gibson calls a promotion. His wife, Lauren Miller, also recently took a job as curator at the state capitol for the Mississippi legislature. As a result of this week's U.S. Supreme Court decision, Louisiana's legislative leaders say they plan to approve a new congressional district map during the final month of the legislative session.
LawPolitics.com publisher Jeremy Alford expects to see lawmakers propose congressional maps next week. The current map is drawn so that 4 Republicans and 2 Democrats make up Louisiana's House delegation, but Alford says the new maps will result in the GOP picking up a seat.
I think a 5-1 map would be much easier to get through the legislature, but even then it's going to cause quite a controversy.
And when will the election occur?
Seems the administration and the legislature are eyeing the fall.
I'm Andre Champagne.
The Marshall County Sheriff's Office says a deputy is lucky to be alive after this week's powerful storms threw his patrol car off the interstate. That deputy made a 911 call just moments after strong storms knocked his patrol car off I-22 and into the median, causing the car to roll several times. Due to the weather conditions and vehicle damage, the Marshall County Sheriff's Office says it's a miracle the deputy was able to get out alive and unhurt. The Sheriff's Office says the deputy's been released from the hospital and is now resting and recovering at home. Inspection station owners not happy the Louisiana legislature is poised to pass legislation to eliminate the need for vehicle owners to get an inspection sticker.
Davy Quinn of Hammond strongly opposes House Bill 1095, which would replace the requirement that vehicle owners get an inspection sticker every 1 or 2 years.
I am against this because it's going to hurt me, it's going to hurt my family, it's going to hurt my community.
Quinn says inspection stations spot unsafe vehicles and uninsured motorists.
We are helping the police and the public with this. Y'all aren't looking at this all the way through.
But the Senate Transportation Committee still voted for the bill that would replace the inspection sticker with a QR code sticker that would cost drivers $6 a year. The House-approved bill now heads to the full Senate. I'm Jeff Palermo.
The Mississippi River in Natchez, Vidalia is 35.08 feet and rising. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.